Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. This podcast is from our Sunday sermon. If after listening to it you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Today we're looking at Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 7. We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and today we're talking about peace. Isaiah 43, beginning at verse 1, descendants of Jacob, I, the Lord, created you and formed your nation. Israel, don't be afraid. I've rescued you. I have called you by name. Now you belong to me. When you cross deep rivers, I will be with you and you won't drown. When you walk through fire, you won't be burned or scorched by the flames. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, the God who saves you. I gave up Egypt, Ethiopia, and the region of Seba in exchange for you. To me, you are very dear, and I love you. That's why I gave up nations and peoples to rescue you. Don't be afraid. I am with you. From both east and west, I will bring you together. I will say to the north and to the south, free my sons and daughters. Let them return from distant lands. They are my people. I created each of them to bring honor to me. So, asking for a friend on this Baccalaureate Sunday here at church, is it possible to graduate from high school and be at peace? Because whenever we go through major changes and disruptions in life, whether those disruptions are joyous or agonizing, peace can be elusive, if not just entirely absent. And yet, Paul assures us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, right? So if we're filled with the Spirit, one of the evidences should be that we are at peace. No matter the circumstances, we should sense God's Spirit within us and know that God has got us. I remember graduating from seminary, graduate school, back in 1983. I was soon moving from Boston back to Buffalo. I was searching for a church to serve as a pastor, and Sue and I were going to get married in just a couple of months. It was wild, and it was scary, and it was exhilarating. And it turned out that I really was having a hard time sleeping. And quite frankly, I was sad for what appeared to me no good reason. I was confused. So I went to see my fieldwork supervisor, the pastor at the Fort Square Presbyterian Church in Quincy, Massachusetts. I told him my story, and he simply said, "Jeff, your stress level right now is through the roof, and you're grieving the life you are leaving, even though the life ahead of you will be amazing. It's okay. It's normal. And God will help you get through this. Relax." Because the reality is, stress is normal. We all deal with it. But peace is also possible. And when it comes with all of its blessings, it is a clear mark that the Holy Spirit is in you. Transitions like we're going through right now after COVID are normal. Everything is changing and we are stressed by it all. It is as though everything has moved up 10 notches to warp speed. Vacation destinations, I have heard, are booked solid all summer. Candy Burnett reports after her and Ben's trip to Oregon, the airplanes were packed. Wedding venues are booked. The DJs are overbooked. Life is beginning to spin at 100 miles an hour. As a church, we're booking up with baptisms. And sometime after November 5th, 2021, we will be baptizing the little girl who will be joining my family, the Farley family. And high school seniors are graduating. By the way, congratulations to each of you. You are all amazing and so smart and creative and talented and gorgeous. It's all amazing and wonderful and joyous, and we are all just blown away by the good news. But in all of this hoopla, you may find peace to be elusive. Because it's hard to be at peace when you were worried about and wondering about the future. And that's exactly the time when we need to hear these words from God in the book of Isaiah, as God reminds the captives in Babylon that he's got this. In case you don't understand the setting, the people from Judah and Benjamin, who had been part of the southern kingdom with its capital in Jerusalem, have been carried off in captivity. The prophets had told them ahead of time that captivity and destruction was coming because they had continued to follow false gods, ignored their clear calling to care for those in need, to make justice a priority, and to love their neighbors as themselves. Now in captivity, they were mourning and worried that not only had God punished them by allowing them to be carried off, but that God had rejected them forever. So God, through Isaiah, reminds them about the one who loves them. Yahweh, the one who went and found and led home another group of his people, held captive in captivity, who with them walked through the deep waters of the Red Sea and then the Jordan, who walked with them through the deserts and saved them even when things seemed hopeless. Though what was happening in their lives in Babylon seemed strange and scary, and perhaps even beyond a solution, God was still with them. God said, "Don't be afraid. I'm with you." It's the very words we need to hear. We are in God's care. God has not forgotten us. We need not worry, because no matter what we are dealing with, no matter where we are going, even into a strange dorm room in a far-off college, or a tent in a far country far away with the military, or just into an adventure we've never experienced before, like birthing a new baby girl, or taking a new job, or having a teenager in the house, or a new driver in your car, or trying to figure out retirement, God is with us. And therefore, we can be at peace. When we can't see what's next, when we can't see over the horizon, when all before us seems scary and we feel lost, God whispers, "Don't be afraid. I'm with you." The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And all God's people said, Amen.